Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Odin's Movie Blog. I am the critic who is a cynic. Hope you're doing well. And today I am joined by an illustrious panel, a full panel, for one of the first times in a very, very long time. I'm very excited to have a couple people who've been gone for a little while because 12 p.m. on a Sunday Eastern time will not always work, especially when it's 6 hours earlier where you are in the world. And so let me go ahead and introduce everyone to the panel, especially starting off with the people that have not been here in a while. So first starting off with Mr. Darkstar 57, Captain Darkstar 57, Randy. How's it going, Randy?
Doing well, Odin. Doing well. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here, man. We also have joining us all the way from 6 hours ago, someone who is very, very tired this morning. We got Mr. Outpost Dyer, Kyle. How's it going, Kyle?
It's going pretty good. Thank you for having me.
And just to make sure, you are still awake?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Just making sure. Also joining us once again this week is the wonderful, the beautiful, the artistic this morning, Rosetta Allen. What's going on, Rosetta?
Yeah, just sitting here trying to offend PETA by painting bones.
There you go. So PETA, if you need any evidence, there you go. There it is right there.
Right here. See it? Bison jaw. Ha ha.
An animal had to die. How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
I'm talking to PETA there because their tears fill my cup. All right, moving on. We also have another wonderful person joining us once again, and it is, of course, one of my Valkyrie, who is just, seriously, when are you going to start your own YouTube channel? It is Tina. How's it going, Tina?
I'm doing good. 3 weeks from today, I will be leaving Port of New Orleans to finally go on my cruise.
Yeah, finally. And Tina was the one actually that told me, no one in my family told me what was going on with this tropical storm, but apparently there was a power outage at the airport and it affected already, even though it's a month out, your flights?
Yeah, I was in the kitchen fixing dinner and heard my phone go off and I was like, why is American Airlines calling me? And they were like, oh, we're trying to get a hold of you because we're kind of switching flights around. They wanted to discuss options with me. And they said, yeah, the power went out at Louis Armstrong International. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. And that was why I told you that is so funny that your family hadn't told you that yet. So I hope they're okay.
Oh, they're fine. It's funny because my parents were actually up in Pennsylvania visiting family. Oh. And so they weren't even home, but my brother, he lost power at his house and was actually at my parents' house where they still had power. So yeah, apparently it hit hard. And I had no idea. That's what happens when you don't live in an area anymore. You never really.
Exactly.
And I honestly thought that it was going to be, a situation where it was going to be another day or two before it would hit, but it hit sooner than I expected.
Yeah, and they said it wasn't strong enough to be a hurricane, not strong enough to be a tropical storm. Mm-hmm. It was just something. Yeah. So anyway.
Well, also, hopefully that proves that you really don't need much to bring the city of New Orleans down because the corruption there is just is just awful. And the fact that even a storm can make you lose power and flood, etc., is really sad.
Yes.
We also have joining us once again the wonderful, the beautiful, the California, Laura Ryan stole my fanfiction story. The modern Major General, how's it going?
Good morning, good morning. Nothing like waking up and watching the fire maps to see if you need to evacuate or not. So
it's crazy. Uh-huh. We got tropical storms going on. We got fires. How far are you from the fires?
It's a good hour north of here, okay. But there are some local fires and the wind is so bad today that gotta keep an eye on things.
Oh yeah, because I mean, if a fire, from what I understand, a fire, even if it's an hour away, if the winds are up, that hour can go by really quick.
Yeah. It just blows the embers and then you have problems. But yeah. We're pretty in a pretty suburban area here, so not too much to worry about. But
awesome. Well, I'm glad that y'all are safe and keep me posted if you need to run because of wind patterns changing.
I'll just be gone.
She'll just be gone and I'll be like praying the whole time saying, God, please let her be okay.
I'm sure it'll be okay. Yeah. It looks pretty far from here right now.
So. All right. Cool. Sounds good. Well, thank you everyone for joining us today. So again, thank you to everyone here. My chosen Aval Hala, thank you very much for supporting the channel and just for being awesome people. But also shout out to everyone in the chat right now. So let me see if I can read. We got Hound3000 in the chat. We got Bruce in the chat. We've also got Tina, who's doing some double duty, it seems, today, being in the chat as well. Arc Trooper Knox, Bleak Sincere, HyperNext13, Tech Guy, the Senate is also here. And let's see, we got Rosetta Allen's also pulling some double duty, it seems. We got Gray Troll, Biffy Tannen, no D Live today, because my brain can only be split so much before going insane. Orange Chat Reviews is also here as well. And let's see, Rainick Ezenkral, that's an awesome name. Captain Winkster, also Alex McCarthy's here, Zach Gregg, and I think I got JJ's here. What's going on, JJ? Dermot, Dory DeHobbit, Outpost Diaries in the chat as well. Checking his cookie count. I see what you're doing there, Kyle. I see what you're doing there. He's not going to say anything. It's Dragos. Thanks for also being here as well. All right, so today we're going to talk about a wide variety of topics, but one that I actually want to start off with Laura with, because I'm kind of interested to see if anyone has seen it or heard of it, is a movie called The Lighthouse. Because it's a movie that has been talked about a lot on several streams now at this point in time. And it's a film I know a lot of people in the chat have either heard of or really want to see. So, Lore, give us a little bit of your thoughts about The Lighthouse.
Well, I definitely would recommend that people see it. It was very unique as far as the way they shot the movie and the audio, black and white. And it's very... claustrophobic. It's just the two actors throughout most of the movie on a very small island. And you know, if you like anything nautical, it's kind of set in a lighthouse in the 1890s, I believe. So if you're kind of into that kind of, and of course, William Dafoe, I see anything that he's in. I mean, I eventually didn't like the direction the movie went as far as the story is concerned, but I would never tell anybody not to see it. I want to get other people's opinions and what they thought of it.
Yeah, what's interesting is the fact that you say it's the movie that you loved but hated.
Yeah, I mean, it just didn't work for me, the direction that they went, which happens sometimes, but just it was great to see Robert Pattinson have the opportunity to have, and he certainly has accents down. Mm-hmm. So I've seen him do a Yankee accent, and I've seen him do a Southern accent, and both he just nailed it.
Yeah.
And William Dafoe just steals the show. He's just incredible.
That's what I hear. I hear that his accent is amazing, that he makes a lot of really interesting jokes, and also that apparently there's some, and here's the thing, because some people are going to maybe think that it's a very pretentious type of film. However, I think there's one fact about this film that hopefully will kind of, you know, give you a little bit more confidence in it. There are fart jokes in the movie.
There's a lot of farting in the movie. It's one of those movies where it's like, I don't really know how to take this, because it swings from just ridiculously bawdy to serious to, you know, I don't want to spoil anything, but they're just wild swings in the tone of the movie. So hopefully some other people will get out there and get to see it now.
Yeah, I know that it's only out at about, a couple, like 500 theaters or so this weekend. So I'm hoping that it expands out next weekend so that way more can see it. Because I know I want to see it because of the fact that it's shot on 35mm black and white film, which as a film buff, I'm like, yes, give me more of this, please. And then also a fact that we found out was that it was shot using mono soundtrack, which has not been used in many years now at this point. And I think that might affect it, because you said it was a little hard to hear and understand sometimes.
Yeah, I ended up moving where I was sitting in the theater so I could hear a little better. But it wasn't so distracting. It was just different. You know, you noticed it, but it wasn't distractingly bad.
Okay.
Well, but yeah, I just want to encourage people to go see it, because I want movies like this to do well.
Yeah, absolutely, because we won't get more of them unless people actually go to see them and they make a little money.
Another interesting thing is all of the trailers for the future movies that are coming out later this year or January, that whole grungy Joker type style, that was in all of the movies. So it's definitely a shift there to that particular style.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just going down the line in the panel. So Kyle, have you seen or heard of The Lighthouse? What are your thoughts, you think?
I have not seen or heard about the lighthouse at all.
After hearing about it, do you want to see it now?
I probably need to know a little bit more before I make that decision.
Okay. I got you, man. What's also really cool about it